The Joe Rogan Experience.
Sometimes there's people that I'm like, yeah, but you're fucked up all day, every day.
Yeah, if you have an addictive personality and you have a problem with anything, there's a lot of people that get into that Kratom stuff. Do you know what that stuff is?
Mm-mm.
Kratom is, it's like a plant-based, I think people are trying to call it an opiate. I don't know if it's technically an opiate, but it's legal. You can buy it and it helps people and it actually alleviates a lot of the symptoms of opiates. And it acts as a mild stimulant when you take a little bit of it. Like if you take two pills, it's like a cup of coffee. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, I like this. This is nice. But then I said, I wonder what it's like. Like, and I was asking a friend of mine who takes it all the time. I go, how much do you take? And he's like, I take 10 pills. I go, 10? You take 10? I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, so I did it. I tried it. I think I took 8. I don't even think I took 10. And I was fucked up. I was like, oh, you guys are getting high.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you're high. I'm right. high right now. Like, this is not, like, you're not sober. Don't tell me you're sober and you're taking 8 pills of Kratom. Like, that stuff gets you high. And
right.
you can buy it legally. But it's a weird high. It's like everything functions. Like, your muscles and your arms and everything moves the way it's supposed to. It doesn't feel like you're uncoordinated or you're tripping or stumbling or anything like that. But your brain is like, this is not sober. It's just like screaming, this is not sober, but it's a different kind of this is not sober.
Interesting.
Yeah, you're not, you're like, I could have a conversation with you, and you might not even know that I was fucked up on this stuff.
Right.
And I could go lift weights. Like, I could go do something. Like, it wouldn't impair, like, you go running on that stuff.
So is it like a heady buzz or like a body?
It's a thing? Heady thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Like, I was really shocked at how high I got.
Because
I felt like, because that's what someone said. They said if you take two pills, it has a mild stimulant effect, similar to a cup of coffee. But if you take multiple pills, then it becomes more of like a downer, or not a downer, more relaxing, more like an opiate.
Right.
But I didn't realize how fucked up you actually get. Like, you get pretty fucked up, and then you get a tolerance for it. So a lot of these guys are taking like 10 pills and then going to the gym, and they're like, oh, I need it for my back. I'm like, you're getting blasted.
But yeah, that's like that with booze and all drugs. It feels like you kind of chase that thing. I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? It's like we were talking about with smartphones, or like we were talking about with video games. Like, things get away from you.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem of being a comic, right? Like, all of us, there's something wrong with your brain to want to do this, right?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some sort of desire. There's some attention you didn't get somewhere.
Something went
and
wrong.
You're upset about it. And so when you're not on stage, or when you are on stage, you're trying to do something else to make you forget about that.
Yeah.
Attention or affection you didn't get somewhere along the line.
Yeah, it's a fucking, if you can harness it, though, like that, I didn't get enough attention, it can be super beneficial. It gives you insight.
Yeah.
It'll give you motivation if you can harness it.
Yeah. It's interesting to go that sort of self-reflecting and therapy or whatever your method is. Or people do it with mushrooms or whatever. But mm-hmm. that introspective of like, oh,
that's
those moments
what's
where
wrong.
You're like, I'm doing that because of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Then there's the next step of no longer doing the things you don't want to do. Because of that, or the habits that you have.
And the next step, you go to the Ram Dass Center in Malibu, start doing acid.
Oh.
I don't think in Malibu they have it. Maui. Duncan goes to Maui every year. Hangs out with Ram Dass.
Wow.
They meditate.